Here, there is no need to do temperature checks, wash hands with sanitizer, or use masks. With the Manhattan skyline as a backdrop, any movie is a masterpiece. Back to the Future, especially.
With the world that we live in now and social distancing, this is an easy date while still social distancing. Dating 2020.
COVID, like you can't go to the movies, you can't go in anywhere else. It's like a chance to sit out here and take in a movie and see like the skyline and just something different.
New York City is being careful about experiencing so many deaths earlier this year as a major coronavirus hotspot. While the movie theaters are ready to reopen, their doors will remain locked for now.
Right now it's closed along with our film center and it hasn't been open since March 12th.
Leslie Kleinberg is the executive director of the Lincoln Center Film Society. She has yet to receive any instructions from city or state authorities regarding reopening the Lincoln Center cinema halls. However, some serious prep work has already been done. The ventilation systems have been refurbished, the movie collection has grown.
Because normally we'd be restricted to the physical theaters, and so now we can actually program, you know, 8 or 9 films at a time.
The city's annual film festival, which starts in late September, won't be constrained in any way. All the movies will be shown in New York's open spaces.
We want the New York Film Festival to be a real festival of New York. Normally, we actually have the festival exist only within the confines of 65th Street. And this year, going out into the city is very significant for us. We think film can be a way for the city to open up, for people to come out and enjoy the arts again.
Chain movie theaters around New York still display posters from March, but in anticipation of reopening someday, they have to do some major adjustments. The movie theaters will have to operate at only 30 to 50% capacity. Ventilation systems have undergone major renovations, and in between screen times, each auditorium will be thoroughly cleaned. When they are finally allowed to reopen, one movie theater chain promises to only charge 15 cents. That's how much AMC, the largest U.S. movie theater chain, charged for a ticket 100 years ago. Small private theaters will have a harder time adjusting to the new reality, but they are working on setting up online screenings. A drive-in theater might be the only option for now in New York City, and until fall with its rainy weather takes over, it might also be the most enjoyable. For Nina Vishnyova in New York, NRI's VOA News.